From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. military for the first time has conducted two airstrikes against Islamic State group fighters in Somalia. Extremists have a growing presence in the country, long threatened by the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab. U.S. Africa Command said the two strikes killed several terrorists in northeastern Somalia. They were carried out in coordination with Somalia's government. IS-linked fighters who have split from the Somali-based Al-Shabaab in the past couple of years, posing a growing threat, notably in a part of the country far from Al-Shabaab's stronghold in the south. Islamic State has moved from the last two major towns it held along the Iraqi-Syrian border following raids by forces on either side of the border near the Euphrates Valley. The jihadist group's self-proclaimed caliphate was in tatters after it lost its suburban strongholds in Syria and in Iraq. On the way to Asia for 11 days, President Trump has stopped off in Hawaii, where he'll be meeting with the U.S. Pacific Command. U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster says North Korea will likely top Mr. Trump's agenda and explains why Pyongyang needs to be on a list of terrorists.
A regime who murders someone in a public airport using nerve agent and a despotic leader who murders his brother in that manner, I mean, that's clearly an act of terrorism that fits in with a range of other actions. So this is something that's under consideration.
The Max has prepared. This is VOA News.